part of the idea for Did You See Melody came to me on a series of US book tours over a period of, I think, 2 years. Because in Did You See Melody, there's a sort of true crime aspect of the plot. So Cara, the heroine, goes to this spa resort in America, and shortly after getting there, she becomes entangled in a very newsworthy and famous American crime story that is kind of taking place in real life within the novel. And that aspect of sort of, you know, a British tourist, really, or a British visitor in America getting caught up in an American crime case, that aspect of the plot occurred to me because when I first started going on book and publicity tours in America, it was at the time when Kaylee Anthony had just gone missing. And at first it was, you know, she was missing. Where was she? Was she dead? Nobody knew what was going on. And then slightly later she was found and she was sadly dead. And then suspicion fairly swiftly fell on her mother, whose name is Casey Anthony. And this was a really big, huge story in America. And I knew this because it's actually quite hard to watch TV in America because there's 4,000 channels and you always end up somehow missing everything. But everywhere I turned on American TV, there was coverage of this story. And the weird thing for me was that in the UK, it was just not known about. It was not talked about. It wasn't a story. I would come back from my book tours and say, "Hey guys, what do you think about the Casey Anthony case?" And everyone would be like, "Who? What? Kaylee Anthony? Don't know about any of these people." So I followed the coverage of this case and I began to realise that the sort of legal system and the justice system in America is very different from the UK version, because in America it seemed that people were saying things on the media about this case that hadn't even gone to trial yet, because eventually Casey Anthony was prosecuted for the murder of her daughter. And she was later acquitted. But everyone was discussing this and saying, "I think she's guilty as hell." And I was thinking, how can this be happening when the trial hasn't even started? So I became really fascinated by the differences between the restrictions in the UK and America about how you're allowed to discuss something that's not yet gone to trial. And so, you know, the plot of Did You See Melody comes almost directly from that. This British woman, Cara, arrives in America. She's never heard of this famous murder victim, Melody Chapa. She doesn't know the name, she doesn't know Melody's face, and most people in America do know the name and the face very well. Cara walks into the wrong hotel room and sees that it's already occupied and there's a teenage girl there, but she's in no position to recognise that girl because she's never heard of or seen Melody. But then the next day, a series of events happens and she starts to become convinced that the girl she saw is somebody who she shouldn't really and can't really have seen, because this person was murdered very famously by her parents, who are now serving life sentences for killing her. So how can Cara have seen her alive and well in this hotel room? The case itself, the Melody case and the Kaylee Anthony case, have not much more than that in common. I just love the idea of this English woman suddenly going to a different country and realising that the crimes that are famous over there are very different and very differently handled from the crimes that are famous and known about in the UK.